This video will walk through how to create an Azure RMS custom template. A policy template makes it easy for users to apply policies to sensitive files that restrict access to authorized users in your organization. So let's go ahead and get started. From the Azure Classic Portal page, we select the Contoso RMS directory that RMS was activated for. Now we see the Get Started with Rights Management Quick Start page. From there, we'll click on Manage Your Rights Policy Templates, and we see the two default policy templates that were created when you activated RMS. These templates give read-only rights to all users and edit rights to all users in your own org. This is ideal to help prevent data leakage, and the template name is prefixed by your organization name. Now we'll walk through the creation of a custom template. Back on the Getting Started with Rights Management Quick Start page, we'll go down and click on Create New Rights Policy Template. Here we're going to go ahead and select the language. We'll put English, United States, and then we'll go ahead and enter the name and description. Once we enter the name and description, we go ahead and click on the check mark to complete that. Then back on the Quick Start page, we'll go ahead and click on Manage Your Rights Policy, and we see the new template that was just created. We'll go ahead and click on that, and we'll walk through the quick start to go ahead and configure the users and publish the policy. So we'll come down here and click on Getting Started. We'll click on Get Started Now. We're now going to go ahead and select the tenant group here and add that, and then click on Next. And we'll select the default for viewer rights and click on Complete. Next, we'll click on Configure and look at the options for content expiration, offline access, etc., and then also be able to publish it. So if I scroll down, we can see the different options for content expiration as well as offline access. We'll just take the defaults for this one, and we'll come up and click on Publish. And then we'll click on Save down at the bottom. And now we see that this template has been published, and now people can use this policy template to protect and share documents. After configuring the custom template, here is an example of what users using those templates to protect the documents will see. Inside the Word document, under Protect Document, under Restrict Access, we see the newly created Contoso Engineering Confidential template. For additional information, such as tips and extra steps that might be needed, see the article on TechNet.